Still paralysed from war wounds, Tim relives the rock and roll war as he photographs the aftermath tonight, 7 on Radio 1.
On the last Sunday before October, the whole village would descend on the parish church. The rabble and the righteous swelling its modest dimensions to such an extent that some of its parishioners appeared almost to be bursting out the sides. And the reason why the village church was on this Sunday heaving with heathens had less to do with who they were and more to do with what they brought with them. For this was the occasion of the Harvest Festival. It puzzled me as to why my mother's unexceptional green buns seemed to take pride of place in the harvest display. What I found even more curious, however, was that after the Reverend Hatcher had given his final blessing, there followed the most unholy scramble as the congregation, bulging and bloated with the briefest of believers, piled forward to the altar, hoping to get a share of my mother's green plenty. Well, the party which followed in the Sea Scouts Hall was the highlight of the church calendar. Some days later, I asked my mother if she'd explain why it was that her green buns were so popular. "If I told you why, Eric, I'd have to tell you a lot more besides." Though when I revealed to her that the Reverend Hatcher had whispered in my ear that he'd very much like to give me a brother, she quite suddenly decided that I should know what went into her green and whole grain gifts after. "You want to go out, Gripper?" "Oh, I think Gripper's locked himself in the toilet." "Just coming, boy."